I have a couple orders of business before our Masters of Ceremonies come up. First, please silence your cell phones. Second, no flash photography, please. And please keep the aisleways clear so we can keep it safe for everyone who's moving around the auditorium. And enjoy.
Torture. Reverend Byrd, a black minister who is a leader in the World Can't Wait movement in Los Angeles, said last week that torture is like lynching. Torture, like lynching, is not a means of carrying out justice, but of circumventing it. Torture, like lynching, is not targeted at those who committed real offenses, but at terrifying a whole population. And torture, like lynching, is all the more terrifying when conducted randomly. The accusation of a white man, the inability to find the accused black man, even a look that someone takes the wrong way. All these and more have been the motives given for lynchings. And today, a last name similar to someone else who's on a list, a nervous look in an airport, or the utterances of another under the torment of waterboarding. All these and more have already been the motives given for the torture of Muslims, Arabs, and South Asians. Torture, like lynching, can only be conducted when the humanity of its victims has been denied in the public's eyes. And torture, like lynching, is morally debasing to the population that allows it. But here's a difference. Lynching, winked at and even encouraged by the power structure, was still extra legal. It was officially denied. Today, torture, last week, torture became officially sanctioned by the highest offices in the land of this country. It has become official state policy, given the full backing of the Congress and of the president himself. And those who fill the seats of power in this state just broaden the sections of people that they intend to inflict this upon. What kind of a country, what kind of a people are we becoming? No one can say that they didn't know. They would have to say that they looked away. But they don't. They don't have to say that, because here tonight, we have come together as an emergency response. Maybe you heard about this event on Friday night when we first announced that we're coming to Cooper Union at 5 o'clock. Maybe you heard about this event on Saturday, but probably most of you guys heard about it yesterday or today. You got an email from somebody, you got a phone call from somebody, you heard a PSA on the radio, and you came out. At 5 o'clock on Friday, Cooper Union, I want to thank Christine and David. They did the unprecedented. They opened their halls to us at 5 o'clock on Friday for a Monday night event. All of our speakers tonight, Craig Murray, Bill Goodman, Mark Ruffalo, Citizen Reno, Olympia Dukakis, and Maliki McCourt. And we're especially thrilled to bring a special message from Sean Penn that will be delivered by Mark Ruffalo. Everybody came on board in the last week, and tonight each of you are here. How you got here and how this event came together is a testament of the desire of people in this country to say enough and to stand up. That's coming. And so I actually want to bring out my co-MC for the night. I first met her back in February of 2002, just a few months after 9/11. She was part of organizing the first National Day of Solidarity with Arabs, Muslims, and South Asians after a huge wave of detentions was conducted. And she actually helped organize the first protest outside an INS detention center. Her dedication to the families and the lives of those who are being demonized and stripped of their rights has been tireless and consistent since then. And today I'm very proud to introduce her as a member of the National Steering Committee of the World Can't Wait Drive Out the Bush Regime. I bring you Prachi Noor.
Thank you. That was Sansara Taylor, everyone. One of the most dedicated... one of the most dedicated World Can't organizers whose vision and passion has not only inspired me, but thousands around this country, as she has been traveling around the country speaking at dozens of colleges organizing people for World Can't Wait. She is on the World Can't Wait advisory board and also is a writer for the Revolution newspaper. She has reported from doors of the Terri Schiavo's hospice and then went into the lion's den and held her own up against Hannity on Fox's Hannity and Combs show. And Bill O'Reilly on Bill O'Reilly Factor. So thank you, Sansara. I just came back on a trip to home from India. I tried to tell people that Bush is not popular in this country, that we don't all support him, that the majority hates what he's doing and are sick at heart. But they didn't believe me. They said, why are you allowing Bush to be president? Why aren't you doing something about it? And try as I might, even as my childhood friends did not believe me. I left the country with a tremendous sense of responsibility to prove them wrong. They are asking all these questions because they don't see the bumper stickers on the backs of your cars, the scathing letters who you wrote to your editors. They can't hear your private anger, your contempt for Bush and all that he represents. The mass sentiment against this regime is not real to the world because it hasn't stopped this regime from continuing its daily horrors. And our responsibility is to act on this sentiment. While I was in India, I also celebrated almost 60 years of India's independence from colonial British regime. This freedom came from a movement that arose from people of all ages and politics, women breaking away from tradition and becoming leaders, farms and schools becoming hotbeds of resistance every day and every minute. These are the people that we want to prove right. This is the history that we need to prove right on October 5th. And we have to prove us right. Us who have gathered here today on the emergency basis. And this is possible. Something new is rising up. Each hour, we're getting news about another October 5th protest plan. Yesterday, we knew about 153 around the country. Today, it is 175. That's right. People are coming out in massive numbers from 42 states, 24 so-called red states, including 10 southern states, 9 cities in Florida, 12 in North Carolina, and 9 in Bush's home state, Texas. And Canada, and 9 in the 3 provinces of Geneva. That's a lot. People who never ever protested before will join with parents whose children are in Iraq and with a growing list of performers and well-known voices. So this Thursday, October 5th, something is coming together that has the potential to be heard and seen and felt around the world. We have the chance, by acting together nationwide, to prove to the world that we do not condone this murderous president and his regime. This is something worth throwing your energies into, worth giving your time to, worth giving your money to. It is worth calling in sick for the next day or two so that we can move more people to act powerfully on a day when it will really make a difference. We are doing this today because we realize that there are millions of us. But that this is not on us. The Democrats, that this is on us, I'm sorry. The Democrats just helped vote in torture, just like they voted in the Patriot Act, an illegal war in Iraq, and are pissing away women's right to choose and gay rights. It is on us, acting with urgency and moving others to act with us, that we can change the whole direction and momentum
and trajectory of this country. Our mission tonight, fueled with information, inspiration, and commitment brought to us on these stages, is to make the next 65 hours count. And I'm asking each and every one of you to urge everyone that you know, even people you don't know, to come out on the streets Thursday. Then we'll have a much larger group of people leading this movement to drive out the Bush regime. And even if people can't stay for the whole list of speakers before they leave, they should stop by all the tables that are outside and sign up for roles for the next couple of days.